Camp Scholarship Sunday. And we've gone over before the importance of why we do this. And I really appreciate all of the participation that takes place. And we're a little bit down this year on the number of kids that were doing this. I look back a couple years ago, I think we had 18. This year we had 13. So we're down just a little bit. I intend for it to be difficult to a degree. I don't want it to be so difficult that it's completely discouraging, that there's only something there that somebody can do at least a little bit in earning their way to camp and finding some benefit in it, even if they find other parts of it too difficult. This year, we have Colossians chapter 1 being a big part. And so we're going to hear Colossians chapter 1 several times this morning. And when I picked that out, I was impressed with the content of the chapter. I did not realize how difficult it would be to memorize. That is a tough chapter to memorize. There's a lot of easier things to memorize. And normally you would get your pick to do that. And so I just want to remember or let everybody that hasn't been connected with helping kids say verses and memorize things to realize this was a tough one. And so I really appreciate the work that they have put into this. So we've done this for a number of years. And still, this year, I had several firsts. And so that was a little bit interesting for me. And maybe some adjustments that need to take place. One of the things I want to change in the future is when you hand in your reports, put on there what version of the Bible you memorized in. That would help me organize this part a little bit better. So I'm kind of shooting in the dark this morning in trying to put teams together in coming up. So I don't know if, how you can help each other out if one's in ESV and the other's in New King James or something, but we'll do the best that we can. So we're going to start with, we're not going to start with the youngest because we're going to hear Colossians chapter 1 so much. I want to start with Colossians 1, and then the younger kids memorized various other verses. So I want to start with Bethany, John, and Megan. Bethany, John, and Megan. Bethany's not in the 6th to 8th grade group, but she memorized out of Colossians chapter 1, and so I'm going to put her in with these older kids this time. Well, I'm going to need one. Okay. So, Bethany, you read a book, 10 Girls Who Made a Difference. Do you remember any of those girls? Did they impress you in any way? Tell us anything about your book that you read. Okay. All right. And Bethany has fulfilled all of the requirements, so she's got 100%. And we're going to let Bethany start us off, and then if she gets into a spot where she starts stumbling, I want the other two of you to kind of help her out and start quoting with her. And then just keep quoting until you get to the end of your verses. Now, I know Jonathan, I think, is memorized out of a different, and he started later, so he might have some of the later verses a little bit better to help out a little bit there. So Colossians chapter 1, Bethany, start us out.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. Because of the hope which is set up for you in heaven, of which you heard of before, in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it has also in all the world, it is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
That you may...
I only memorized 9 verses.
Verse 9. Okay. There you go. So, Megan, you want to pick up from there, can you?
What's the first word?
Okay. That you may walk.
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him in every good work, that you also may be...
Increasing
in the knowledge of God and spiritual understanding. That you also...
Strengthened with all...
That you may be strengthened with all knowledge and spiritual understanding.
No. Strengthened with all might.
Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power.
For all...
For all
patience.
All patience and long suffering with joy.
Okay, John, you started at verse 11. Let me get your Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. May you
be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, with all patience and
with all endurance and patience.
With all endurance and patience with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
He has
delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn
firstborn of all creation.
Firstborn of all creation.
For by him
all things were made, on earth and in heaven, whether visible or invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were made through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things exist.
And he is the... The head.
He is the head of the body of the church, firstborn from the dead.
He is the beginning.
And he's the... firstborn from the dead, that in everything he may be preeminent. For him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
Through him
to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
And you
who were once alienated and hostile-minded, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled. He's now reconciled you in his body of flesh by his death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach. Approach before him.
If indeed
you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the word that you, the hope of the gospel that you heard,
which has been
which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister.
Now I rejoice
in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the body, that is the church.
Okay. Of which?
Of which I, Paul, became a minister.
Okay. We'll let you stop there. All right, Jonathan. So you read Men Who Knew God. Can you tell me something about your book? Who were these men who knew God?
Apostles and kings and...
So this was about Bible characters?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Megan, you read The Early Earth.
Mm-hmm. It had a lot of interesting stuff in it about how Earth was created and
All right. So Bethany Gerlach, you got 100%. Jonathan, you got 90%. And Megan, you got 100%. Thank you very much. You may be seated.
One thing that was a bit encouraging this year, these were some of the books that the kids chose to read. And, of course, this is some of the older ones, but they were much more substantial books. And so, I mean, for her to read Early Earth, excuse me, by John Whitcomb, it has some pictures in there, but also the content is pretty solid. So, excuse me. We'll now have some of the younger ones. We'll have Shyla, Aaron, Elizabeth, and Jacob. No. Did you memorize some verses, Jacob?
Yeah.
It was not on your paper.
Y'all didn't sign them out.
Okay. So what verses did you read? You memorized?
1 through 9.
Of 14, 1 through 9. All right, let's hear what you got.
First word.
Let.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will go again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you will be also.
Where I go,
you know the way,
and the way you know,
and the way you know.
Thomas
said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you have known him and seen him.
Philip
said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him,
Have I?
have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father?
That was verse 9. Is that as far as you went?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good job. I'll have to revise your tally. Let's see. You said that you started reading a book. Did you get very far on that?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. We'll have... All right, whose Bible?
Mine.
All right. And you memorized John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9? All right, go ahead.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was with the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. That this man came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all through him might believe.
He was not?
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world.
Okay, and you read a book? All right, what did you read?
The Creation and the Fall.
Okay, Answers book. All right. What did you learn from your book?
Lots of interesting stuff.
Okay. We're interested too. Why don't you share some of it with us? Is this the one that talks about did Adam have a belly button? Okay. I see I'm not gonna get very far if I keep down that track. All right, whose Bible do I have here, Elizabeth? And you memorized John 10, 1 through 9? Most?
Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, is the same as thief and a robber. He who ever...
Enters?
Enters the door... will be shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out.
And when he
brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know the voice. They by no means will follow it. Stranger, but will flee from them, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration to them, but they did not understand the things he spoke to them. Jesus said again, I am the door. Most surely say to you, I am the door of the sheep. He whoever goes before me are the same thief and a robber, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. Whoever goes by me will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
Good job. And you read?
Three girls who made history.
10 girls that made
and
history.
The girls... traveled a lot too, and they went to be missionaries in the other places and became Sunday school teachers and work other places and talk others of Jesus.
Did you have any one of them that kind of stood out to you, any of them that was a favorite to you?
Elizabeth Elliot.
Okay.
I heard of Jen Elliot, my wife. Elizabeth Elliot.
Okay.
And that they risk their life to the...
Is it the Incas? The Incas or something?
That word they don't understand.
Indians, right?
Yeah.
In South America. What was so different about her story?
Well, she didn't stop teaching after Jim Elliot died, and she kept going on.
Okay, good job. And Aaron, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, but without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was with the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, so that all throughout him they might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That is the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world.
All right, that's 9 verses. And you read a 10 girls book as well? Okay, do you have a favorite of the 10 girls?
Not really.
Not really? What was so special about this group of 10 girls?
They were all trying to get people to learn about the gospel, but they all got killed because they were trying to teach the Bible.
Okay, they all got killed. Shyla, you did 100%. And Aaron did 100%. And Elizabeth did 100%. And Jacob, I'm going to have to change yours, so I'll have to take care of that later. Okay, Essie and Brian.
Okay. You guys do it in the same version, James? Okay. We'll just let you say it together. Colossians chapter 1.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren who are in Colossae, in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God, Father,
and the Lord Jesus Christ.
We give thanks to God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in God and your love for all saints,
because
of the hope that is laid up for you in heaven,
of which
you heard in the truth of the gospel,
which has come to you
as it has to all of the world,
and is bringing forth fruit.
As it is also among you
since the day you heard and knew the grace of God
and truth.
As you also.
What verse is it?
We're at verse 7.
Okay.
As you also learned
from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant,
who is a minister of Christ
on your behalf,
which has made known to us your faith in the Spirit.
Your love in the Spirit.
We do not cease to pray for you,
and that you may know, they may learn,
they may be filled,
filled with the knowledge of God, and
may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all
wisdom and understanding,
that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
All right. We'll let you stop there.
Kind of hard with two people.
All right, then. Essie focused on her memorization, so she got 37.5%. And Brian, 25%. Thank you very much. Now, Maya, Melissa, and Ellen. And Allison isn't here today. Okay. Colossians chapter 1. I'll just let you say it together and help each other out if you can.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, as you also learned from
Epaphras,
our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, and is before all things, and in him all things consist.
I think you kind of messed up there.
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, then that all things may have the preeminence. For it pleases the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once alienated and enemies of your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight.
If indeed
you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
To them God wills to make known what are the mysteries
No, what are the riches, of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory?
Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
All right. Good job. Okay, Maya, you read a book?
It was the Answers book. It was about, it went through creation and talked about evolution theories that weren't right, and it just explained a bunch of stuff, like why it wasn't right and how the Bible proved like other things were true and not what evolution thought was true.
Okay. Do you remember any specific example of that?
It talked about like Earth's age and how like their dating systems weren't very accurate.
Okay. And you also did a word study?
My word was redemption. It's in verse 14. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. It was, it meant to buy back. So the context was like Jesus buying back us as sinners.
Okay. Melissa, you read One Blood.
Mm-hmm. I read One Blood, and it was just good to, I never read one of those answers books, and it just showed me what the evolutionaries tried to do, and that how they took someone out of Africa to try to convince everybody about their beliefs.
Okay. So what would have been the main, main thought behind One Blood?
Teaching the people that evolution is not true and that we should be going to the Bible for your answers.
What's that got to do with blood?
Oh, race. And also talked about the race and how the differences aren't just, they're just little, and we need to look over that.
Okay. So mainly talking about the fact that there is only one race. It all came from
Adam.
Okay. And then you did word study?
Yeah, I did word study and patience. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. For all patience and long suffering with joy. Colossians 11. It was just really neat to like look into all the books and different versions to see how they did it and to know that we have patience.
And Ellen, you read an interesting book too, Puzzle of Ancient Man. What was that about?
Like how ancient people were a lot more advanced than we or people think.
Okay. Do you have any examples of that?
Like the pyramids, there's no like breakthrough, and they're really good at the beginning, but then the last ones are like terrible.
Okay. Any other examples?
Like the, what's it called? The markings in like a desert, and they would have had to have some sort of flying device to do them.
Okay. Why would this be important to understand?
Because it's, like, if we evolved from monkeys, we would have been, like, evolving, like, we're getting better, but we were better at the beginning and then got worse.
Okay. Good job. Okay, Maya South got 87.5%. And Melissa got 100%. Ellen got 100%, and then Allison also got 100%. She's not able here to let you take that to your sister. Aren't you guys glad it's all done now? I bet Brian and Essie were like, why couldn't you put me in the other group? Well, continue to take the habits that you've started. That's one of the things that having 9 weeks is a solid beginning to starting a habit. And one of the things that I heard through the grapevine that some of them tried to work ahead and memorize their verses through like the summer or something, and then use those verses. It says in there, previously unmemorized verses for a reason, okay? So I let you get by with it this year, but next year it's previously unmemorized verses because we hope that you'd continue to memorize verses throughout the year. So that doesn't really supposed to count. It's habits that are getting started. Habits of devotions. It's good to see even some of the younger ones taking up that challenge and doing their devotions daily or trying to. And we see the improvement as they get older. Some of the older ones will fill out both sides of the paper. So they're having some fairly consistent devotions. Encourage you to keep that up. If that's not been the habit and you were just doing it for camp, you need to just keep right on doing it. It's very important. Those of you that are memorizing for the trip, keep working on it. Even if you don't, you know, you didn't get very far. Keep working on it. You still have some more time to get that done. What we're doing today is just camp scholarship. Just encourage you to keep going because there's going to be a lot of discussions and things on the trip, and I'm sure they're going to talk about Colossians chapter 1. Just really proud of you. I don't feel like, you know, boy, I really messed up or, you know, I know I put you up here and quoting your verses with somebody else might not go as smoothly as if you did it on your own. I understand that, but we do have a limited amount of time. Sometimes you think, well, I was up there with somebody who knew the verse better and I just kind of looked dumb or something. Don't think that. Every bit of effort is appreciated. And I'm proud of each one that puts forth the effort. And I just don't want this to be some kind of a show. It's not that we're just putting on a show, but it is to develop you. One of the important life skills is to be able to get up in front of people and to be able to talk to people. And so that's part of why we do this. We make you get up in front of everybody. And it's not just to embarrass you or to make you look bad or to make you look good. It's not any of that. But we do appreciate it. It's beneficial to us to hear those verses. We've studied through them and to hear them over and over again. Some of the younger kids did verses that are very familiar to us. But it's, you know, remembering back to the times when it was the first time that we memorized John chapter 1 or John chapter 14. And so I just encourage you to keep up the good work. Can I have a volunteer that would pray for our kids and their camp scholarship, their time at camp as well? Sam?